Steve Main, author of the independent Main Report. You can have a look at that. We'll tell you who, how, why, where and when in just a moment. Mainey, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, really good, mate. Thousands of WA jobs. The headline in the paper today, thousands of WA jobs facing the axe, in particular Rio cutback. I mean, the repercussions of this and other mining companies in the Pilbara and for the state, what do you make of it all?
Well, look, it's the most dramatic bust we've ever seen, I think, in the resources sector. I mean, the likes of Oz Minerals look like they're going broke, and there's literally going to be tens of thousands of jobs lost in WA. I mean, the Rio Tinto headline yesterday was 14,000 jobs being cut globally. They've got 97,000 employees locally and contractors, so it's 15% of the global workforce. And the truth of the situation is that the majority of those job losses will probably be in Canada from the old Alcan business they bought. They've got 17,000 employees in Australia, more than half in WA, and I think you'd probably say within Rio there'd be a fair chance that perhaps 1,000 would be lost. So
what about the battle? I mean, BHP and Rio not that long ago. Who'd be giggling now?
Well, Rio Tinto is in a mess. I mean, they came out yesterday and said they're not going to increase their dividend as promised. They're slashing their workforce. They're going to cut $5 billion off their capital expenditure, and they're desperately trying to sell US $10 billion worth of assets to reduce their ridiculous $60 billion debt. So BHP is looking strong, and they'll be able to pick off some of the jewels in the Rio Tinto crown because they've got the cash, and Rio's in crisis. They've got too much debt.
Shock announcement?
Oh, it's a global credit shock, so we're shocked every day. But who would ever have thought that the great Rio Tinto would be in such a perilous state? And clearly paying US $38 billion for Alcan at the top of the boom will go down as one of the great corporate debacles of all time. And the fact that it's now got Rio teetering and in crisis mode just goes to show what a folly it was to, you know, borrow US $38 billion to buy something which, if it was on sale today, would probably be worth $5 or $6 billion.
Yeah, extraordinary. Do you reckon, what's your feeling? What are you reading? What are you hearing? Do you reckon Australia is on the verge of following other countries around the world with the R word? Are we far away?
There's definitely going to be a global recession. The Chinese trade and production figures out yesterday were seriously scary again. Glenn Stevens, the Reserve Bank Governor, this week said that China is slowing far, far faster than people had previously thought. So we're just seeing mass job losses around the world. Sony did 8,000 yesterday. So it's the biggest shock to the world economy we've ever seen in peacetime. And clearly the governments and the regulators are just going to have to keep on cutting interest rates down to, you know, towards zero and printing money because it's just an absolute shock and people are just shedding jobs left, right and centre.
That's right, and certainly here in Western Australia, still the worst to come, maybe. Do you reckon we can avoid the recession?
No, but we've had a great boom, so we're coming off a high base. But the big fear for Australia, I mean, obviously the terms of trade have just been a disaster for us. When coal and iron ore prices come off from next April with the new round of contracts, that's going to hit our export earnings to the tune of tens of billions of dollars. The other risk we've got is that we've got $1 trillion of household debt. We're the second most indebted household sector in the world after the Brits. So if we do suffer a big job losses, and that feeds through to a lot of people being forced to sell their houses, then you might see the housing bubble burst as well. Then you get bank debt problems, and it goes from there. So
gloom and doom. Thanks, Steve.
I'm sorry to be so gloomy, but tough times ahead, I think.
Thanks, mate. Always good to hear from you. We always welcome your contribution, Steve.
Nice to chat. Thanks.
If you'd like to have a look at the website, you can do that. Always something there to read with Stephen Main. www.mainreport.com. Worth a read from time to time.